With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes on the skies above Tel Aviv as sirens are sounding at this hour for incoming missiles as multiple explosions are heard in central Israel as Iran launches ballistic missiles in retaliation after last night's bombing from the U.S. military at President Trump's command. The U.S. military did strike three sites in Iran Saturday evening, inserting itself into Israel's war aimed at destroying the country's nuclear program. In a White House address last night, President Trump described the attack as a success. He also warned Tehran against carrying out retaliatory attacks against the U.S., saying Iran has no choice or any choice between peace or tragedy.
The U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan.
President Trump says his administration cooperated with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in confronting the Iranian nuclear threat.
We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before, and we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel.
Meanwhile, Israel's airport authority announcing Sunday it's closing the country's airspace to both inbound and outbound flights in the wake of the attacks. The agency said it was shutting down air traffic due to recent developments and did not say for how long. Israel's military struck an Iranian nuclear research facility yesterday, killing three senior Iranian commanders in targeted attacks, and Israel says it's preparing for the possibility of a lengthy war. Former State Department employee Gabriel Noronha says there's little chance President Trump would issue the policy of a regime change. He says he's agreeing with his position.
I would love for this regime to leave this earth and go to the trash bin of history better than anyone else. However, there's a difference between me wanting something and me saying the U.S. government should actually pursue that thing.
This is SRN News. Democrats are out of step with transgenderism. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new Gallup poll asks Americans if biological men should be allowed to play sports against women. 69% of the general population says no, as do 90% of Republicans and 72% of independents. But Democratic voters are about evenly split on the question. 41% say no to males on female sports teams. 45% say yes. Democrats are also much more likely than any other group to think people should be able to change their gender on official documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization is warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to children as young as 5 years old, may be putting kids at risk of sexual exploitation. The group A Case for Women points out that Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting users. This is SRN News. Summer is making a very muggy entrance around the country.
It's bringing triple-digit temperatures and high humidity to millions of people across wide stretches, Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Forecasters now warning of extreme temperature impacts. This is the first stretch of true summertime weather for many people from the Midwest over to the East Coast, and it's not leaving anytime soon. Forecasters say humid conditions will stretch well into next week. Jason Walker reporting.
Three people are dead and a regional airport's heavily damaged after powerful winds, including a tornado, swept across the upper Midwest. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Janer says at his news conference Saturday that two men and a woman were killed late Friday at two locations in the town of Enderlin, just north of Fargo, or actually 40 miles southwest of Fargo. 106 mile per hour winds reported there. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.